Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go to President Thomas to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, right now, that's what it is, the greatest 2 hours of radio in the entire galaxy. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
You start
got
with
him
that,
shaking his head early.
If you start with that, then...
Got him shaking his head early.
That just puts it... That's like...
No, but it is!
That's like... Can you stop yelling? It's like Obama expectations.
You go, no.
I am the greatest. I will be the greatest. This will be the best ever. Let me be clear.
Well, let me
then
be clear.
Then you have nowhere to go but down.
No, but let me be clear. Stephen Baldwin here. The unequivocally the finest, most hysterical, fun, zany, wacky, kooky, on my side of the equation, of 2 hours of radio you can have in your entire existence. Now, Kevin, being the... Oh, I'll be nice to him tonight. The realist... I guess that he is.
I am. I'm a realist. That's very fair.
And the radio genius that he is.
Well, that's unquestionable.
The guru, who without him, the house of cards collapses.
And it is a house of cards, my friend.
But the Lord works in mysterious ways. I just look forward to the day when, you know, Kevin gets some rare bird flu that doesn't kill him, but just like
well, thanks.
Puts him in bed for like 3 months. And I got to do the whole thing without him for 3 months. Our ratings would skyrocket.
Hey, my work here is done. Have a good night, guys.
Peace out.
As long as ratings are good and we sell advertising, I go home and sleep perfectly well. The new Saturday night Stephen Baldwin show right here.
It'd still be Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin Live.
We check in with you with your bedside manner now and again just to get an occasional...
I just have to call every now and then just to say things like, well, how many minutes will I have this segment?
Yeah.
Just to say things like that.
Oh.
You had to be listening last week to fully appreciate that little contribution.
Yeah, and there'll be more of him to come in the future.
Are we on? How much time do I have now?
You know what he said to me? I didn't tell you what he texted me later.
He was irritated that he had to stop for commercial breaks. I get the feeling not many people tell Alec to stop for a commercial break.
He goes like this. He texted me after it was like, I'm driving home.
Yeah.
And he texted me, he goes, your schedule sucks. That's what he said. I said, well, it's regular radio.
Hey, guess what, Alec? We sell commercials.
We need to. We don't have big mama... Mac Daddy, Pimp Daddy.
MSNBC.
No, but, you know, Capital One, you know,
yeah,
backs him in a lot that he does.
Well, that's, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got that going for him.
What's wrong with my earphones?
Your chair's messed up. Your ear.
My chair. Somebody jacked my chair bad before we came in here tonight.
It's an evil plot, Kevin.
It is.
Yeah.
You want me to get bird flu?
I didn't say that. See, here you go.
Wait a minute.
I never said wanted you to get bird flu.
Did he not just say that?
Okay. I said it would.
Our audio guy said
I
you said that.
I did not say that.
You said that.
Don't agree with him.
We can roll the tape back.
Your checks.
We can roll the tape back.
You got everyone here in fear of the fact that he signs the checks.
That's what it is. Nobody could actually be telling the truth.
I said, wouldn't it be great if you got bird flu? That's not the same as me, you know, saying, I hope you get it.
Wouldn't it be great is not the same as I hope
you
get it.
I mean, if you just got it somehow.
Okay.
You know, if you, I don't know, stubbed your toe and got bird flu from it.
Because that happens.
And then.
But
like,
anyway, so you wished me bird flu. The chair was like rocking back and forth. I couldn't sit straight in the chair, which was not a personal problem. The chair was malfunctioning. And then now my earphones won't work right. The pop off.
We're off to a good show.
It's going to be a fantastic show.
It's going to be a humdinger.
How about that snowstorm?
Gnarly.
I mean, it was cold today.
Dude, it was
when
cold
I left the house
yesterday.
said, yeah, but today it was like 9.
And I'm further north now. So
yeah, you are.
I'm at a higher elevation. It's nippy. It is nippy.
So, you were going. Oh, so Alec was. He called you and said our schedule is not ideal.
Yeah, I think he was hoping to express himself on multiple levels.
He's used to NPR. Where
there's no
competitive incentive for NPR to ever do good radio, so they just let you go for as long as you want.
NPR is good radio. You're jaded, Kevin.
Why do they have such low ratings?
You live in a box.
Why do they have so few people actually listening to them?
Well, probably because they're donor based.
No, if they're doing good radio, then you're going to draw an audience because you're good.
Well, you know.
Why would their stations suck wind if they didn't have public broadcasting paying their bills? They'd never be able to compete.
There's your bumper sticker. Don't suck wind. Do not listen to NPR.
What? But in all honesty.
That bumper sticker ripped right up.
If they could pay their own way in the commercial market, they would. If they ever were made to compete against commercial stations, they'd fall flat on their nose.
So let's just say they're a different animal.
Yeah, but they publicly funded but from yours and my tax dollars. And if they didn't get those, they would be out of business. They stink. They have no ratings.
I have found some of their content to be intriguing.
Good. I'm glad for you.
And artistic.
I do like some
and
of the
meaningful.
Creative stuff that's come through them over the years. But as a general format, they suck wind. Would you stop hitting the microphone? That doesn't sound good anywhere. Not on the radio, not on television. Not on the tree, not in the car. Just let me be, Sam I Am. So, Stephen has evidently gotten the bird flu.
I was just going to say that. I just got cerebral bird flu. Intellectual bird flu. Who's
intellectual
saying right now?
Bird flu?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. I think.
Okay, so this is Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-33-what? 73. Yeah. 888-340-3373.
Correct.
And this is the finest 2 hours of radio in the galaxy. We got lots of... What's your topic? This is no fair. This is what you do to me. I get here... by the way, can I get a big round of applause?
Whatever he's about to say...
of the Baldwin McCullough tribe.
Whatever he's about to say...
I was not late for the first show of 2014.
That's true. I'll give it up for Stevie B. He was here on time. You're one for one in 2014. You're batting 1,000, my friend.
Isn't that something?
That is cool.
I got that going for me.
We'll see how many weeks into the first month it takes to make that happen. We'll just see.
I'm trying.
I'm going to push you every week. I'm just going to needle you a little bit. Because then you'll be like, no, I'll show him next week.
My New Year's resolution? My New Year's resolution is to not... meet this really important obligation. It's just my radio show that we do. You know, no big deal. Millions of people hear us.
My New Year's resolution, just to try. I'm just going to try.
You couldn't even say resolution.
I'm not even going to tell you what I'm trying
at.
I'm just going to try. No, so you wanted to know topics. Well, you brought up an interesting one. I actually like yours because it actually played into a very intense conversation the lovely bride and I had last night.
Ooh.
I never thought I'd hear some of the things come out of her mouth that I heard her say. And
yes!
It almost caused me to say, who are you and what did you do with the lovely bride?
Did she swing a little left, buddy? Did she?
There was a little nanny stater.
Yeah! See, now, if I'm sounding more like the lovely bride...
In this case, that's not good, because you're both wrong. Yeah. See, he always measures, and I told her this. I said, you know, Stephen looks up to you. He measures himself by your approval. She's like, why does he do that?
I said,
because he's afraid of you.
What's that SNL skit where there's the famous guy... who talks like this? Who does and they go wrong? You're wrong. Who's the guy who does the older guy?
This moment of stellar radio being brought to you tonight by NPR.
I'm sorry.
Where we are seeking your contributions to keep this mildly but neurotic.
I'll figure it out in the break, and then you'll tell me, oh, yeah, it's the guy that... I can't think of it.
This other stellar moment.
But I love how you go... I love how you just went, and you're both wrong!
Yeah, no, you both are.
Wrong! I'm Kevin McCullough, therefore... Wrong! You're wrong!
Yeah. And, but the difference
what did your wife say?
But the difference is I can tell you why you're wrong. That's that's the difference.
Ah!
Yes. I can point out, I can show you,
man,
simply.
Let's be rough being you.
Not why.
Well, because just to know all of this, just to have all the answers.
It's a burden I bear. Yeah. I bear. No, I can actually pinpoint the wrongness that you and the lovely bride both have. But, yeah, I'll come up with something to talk about before we're done. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough, and it's Saturday. Stay warm.
You do understand, don't you, that ignorance leads to destruction? The lack of knowledge can, in fact, be the single worst ingredient in a bad economy and in financial uncertainty. And one voice that's cutting through that financial confusion with absolute clarity is my friend Dr. Kirk Elliott, Ph.D. A trusted name in our household, he's America's financial doctor, literally, with his Ph.D. in economics and world currencies. And Kirk Elliott is now offering, for a limited time, a brand new 5-video course that teaches you everything you need to know about surviving the rocky waters of the current economic challenges. And the best part? This 5-part video series, which retails at over $279, will be sent to you for free. Call or text immediately to get your complimentary copy of this series. The Financial Mastery Series is nearly 5 hours in length. So text Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. That's Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938. Or call 866-211-8986. That's Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 33938.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We'll be right back.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here. Thank you for telling your friends about us and for hanging out with us on Saturday nights. I'm not going to say it's the most spectacular, fantastic, gigantic, enormous radio show ever done. I'll leave that for Stephen to say. We just really appreciate you being here, and we try to have some fun while we're at it. 888-340-3373. So, Mr. Baldwin.
Sir.
You said, you were telling me before we got on the air tonight, that in our city, people need to know this in other parts of the country, our city is about to become pre-KGB Moscow. I mean, it's going to be
cool.
The worst place to live in the United States very, very soon, because the new communist has become mayor, and he makes Barack Obama look like Rush Limbaugh. That's how bad Mayor de Blasio is. So get ready for everything to start falling apart. Security from the police department's going to go, you know, wacky upside down the other. I mean, it's just going to be, it's not going to be the city that you come to love and appreciate for the
don't
last
sugarcoat
12
it,
years.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Tell us how you really
so,
feel.
So communist de Blasio in power now. And he, you know what he did on the snowstorm day? He got up and he was like, well, son, what do you think about the schools today? And his dad, his son goes, well, it's kind of snowing out there, Dad. He goes, I'm going to go out and shovel the sidewalk. So he goes out and goes, comes back and goes, okay, son, I'm going to cancel school just because you don't think you should go to the school today. So he did. Canceled New York City schools. They all shut down the day after the snow got there because his son said, I think that the schools should be shut down.
Yeah.
We're in for a wild ride.
Well, hold on a second.
This is going to get real nutty.
Because if you ask me, that's kind of cool.
That's one of the dumbest ways to run a city anybody's ever come up with.
Well, this is the perfect segue.
That and
for
his
all this.
Cokehead daughter. Like, those are now your city council. Oh, I'm sorry. She recovered. Yeah. So okay. Well,
easy.
There we go.
First show of the new year, Tiger. Calm down. But my point is,
yes,
maybe there's some good common sense for the mayor to ask his son, you know, out of the mouths of babes. Who knows?
Yeah, or his son
know.
Just wanted to, you know, like.
Well, no, that's kind of secretly where I'm going with this. Because if it was.
Skip school.
If Stevie B's dad was mayor and he asked.
Yeah.
Steve, I'd have canceled school for the year.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I don't think it's going to not snow for the next 12 months.
I think I'm going to be so traumatized just from this snowstorm, I can't go for the rest of the year. Cancel it for the rest of the year.
So anyway, welcome to the new York, where we used to have a really cool city and really nice people. And what's funny? He got up when he got sworn in this week, and he goes, by the way, every single thing I said on the campaign trail about wanting to turn this city into a communist Sodom and Gomorrah, I am going to keep those promises 1,000%.
Communist
and
Sodom.
Here comes
Gomorrah,
Bill Clinton. Here comes Bill Clinton, who swore on the Bible right behind him. And Clinton goes, "Hey, and by the way, I agree with everything that he just said because I think it should be what we do here. We should just have absolute anarchy, just sex in the alleys, in the streets, wherever you want, and who cares if they pick up the garbage?"
Is that where it's going, you think?
I don't know. It's gonna get bad.
So this guy's gnarly. He's
he makes Barack Obama look like moderate.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty far to the left.
Think he's gonna legalize marijuana?
Yeah.
Or try to push for that?
Sure. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. Wow. He's kind of a hippy-dippy, trippy dude, isn't he?
He's out there, man. Yeah. And he's never not been bold. And this is what I wrote about for my piece, not the de Blasio thing, but we live in a very weird world as of tonight. This week there were three stories that caught my eye, and I don't plan on talking about any of them because I think what you want to talk about is the most interesting. But in summary, there's some nuns in Colorado that sued the government over Obamacare.
Right.
They want to try to take care of old people, and they want to pay their employees according to the rules of the Catholic Church because they're nuns, right?
Right.
So they don't want to be paying for their nurses and everybody else's abortions that work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Obamacare makes you pay for their abortions.
Right.
So they don't want to pay for that. They don't want to have anything to do with it. I guess in Catholic teaching, if you even drive the girl to the abortion clinic, you've committed the abortion with her.
Right.
That's the way it looks.
Right.
So you got that story. And so they get a reprieve from Obama's Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor.
Yes.
She goes, okay, until the court decides to listen to it, we're going to let you guys hit pause. You don't have to pay for the abortions.
Right.
And the nuns are like, yay, this is reasonable.
Right.
And the nuns are actually friendly to Obamacare, except for these, like, weird mandates that says, you know, like, nuns have to pay for abortions.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, it's not even 24 hours, and the Obama administration's in court going, no, you can't let those nuns not pay for abortions.
I know, I read that.
24 hours. You couldn't, like, give it the weekend?
Now, break that down for the dumb guy sitting across from you. So, literally, Sotomayor said pause.
Right.
And they came right back with, no, don't
even
pause.
Let the pause.
So, another way of saying this is, Barack Obama and his administration are saying that those nuns should not have the religious right to say, this doesn't work for what we believe in.
Correct. Correct. That's what they're arguing. And
wow.
When you get into the real minutia technical part of the case, like they want to force the nun to believe that it's not a sin to commit the abortion. And the argument of the nuns altogether is, but we do believe that. And if you make us participate in the process at all, including providing the monies or the insurance that creates the abortion, you're violating our conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, we're not.
That's just a problem you have.
No, we're not.
Saying.
No, you don't understand, stupid nuns. We, the Obama administration, we are God. We tell you what's sin and what's not sin. You don't have to believe your stupid conscience.
Hmm.
Whatever God tells you, that's not real. You will listen only to us. Yeah, that's kind of where it's. So there was that story. Now, how weird in the universe of weirdness, how weird does it have to be to say that the American government, which has always been democratic and, you know, the representation of freedom, is trying to force nuns to participate in abortion? That's kind of weird.
That's pretty weird.
Then you got this story out of California where the Supreme Court there said, no, it's okay. Illegal immigrants can get a law license in our state.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah. Well, they said illegal immigrants can get law licenses in our state. So
how does that work?
Illegal immigrants that are breaking the law by their very presence in the state of California can now practice the law of the state of California, and somehow that's legal and binding and ratified because the court said, yeah, if you're an illegal, you can practice. So even though federal law says you can't give them a law license because, guess what, they're not legally here.
Right.
How can you have a criminal be given a law license?
Hold on a second, for the dumb guy sitting across from you. So did this law pass?
No, sorry, yeah. Supreme Court in the state signed off on it. Said, yep, it's constitutional in our state. We're going to let it stand.
Yeah.
And then there's the one that this law did go into effect where now boys can go into girls' locker rooms.
Wow.
It was backward week in America.
Well, I'll tell you about what I'm thinking.
Yeah, when
right
we come back.
This.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number is 888-340-3373. Once again, 888-340-3373. I'm kind of the kinder, gentler Baldwin brother here on this program, the best 2 hours of radio in the galaxy. But Kevin, who said the new mayor, what'd you say he was? That was awesome.
Well, the newly elected communist mayor that New York City has,
who's going to turn New York into a communist Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's, how do you do that? How do you just have the chutzpah to say things like that? That's crazy.
Well, I don't have.
How
to go
much
home
did
to
he
him.
Win by? Did he win by a lot?
70%.
So 70% of New Yorkers.
No. 70% of the voters that voted in the election.
Oh, yeah,
it was a low turnout election.
Right.
But it was a pretty big landslide for. And you know what? He benefits from the all the good that Giuliani and Bloomberg did, especially in the protection of the people and crime and so forth. You know, they really got crime rates down. So New York became the safest big city in the world.
Right.
And he's promised to undo everything that they did. So,
who replaces Machine Gun Kelly there?
We don't know yet.
Oh, there's not a new guy.
Well, I think a new guy's been named. I don't remember his name.
Is he like just totally unqualified or something?
I don't know. But if Sharpton says he likes him, that immediately throws a red flag in my direction. Anyway,
I love
for those of you that are not in New York, I know this is intensely interesting to you.
Right.
But you were saying before we went on the air tonight that you had a little interaction at the grocery store or the bodega.
I can just imagine some of our other listeners right now going, who cares about what they think about New York City?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there were some thinking that. That's why I apologize.
No, it's a good thing.
I apologize again.
Thank you.
That he revisited the issue.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm here.
Can't read my signs.
Just create
kind of
moments.
Calling an audible.
Here on the program that...
You run the
inevitably
the fly
I
route.
No, no, no. I want to cut over and in.
I'm
right
sorry.
Over the middle.
That's yeah. Okay. But you have to understand, growing up as a Baldwin, we played a lot of touch football, killer football. And I was always kind of like, my brother would go like, okay, so you go this way, you go that way, you go. And I didn't even understand what, like, the play that he called.
Right.
And I realized that, like, I was off on the sidelines going, here, I'm open. And, like, I come back and go, why didn't you throw it? He'd go like, no, you were perfect. He just, like, got me out of the play. You know what I mean? He's like, you go to that yellow cone 180 yards that way and just let me know if you're open.
Right. Because the field's only 100 yards long.
Exactly. So here's the funny thing.
Where were you at this? Were you at a bodega?
Yeah, I was buying newspapers,
uh-huh.
Those brilliant publications, Daily News, New York Post.
Stephen is one of the four people in the city that
New
still
York
buy
Times.
Those.
I read all that. I got to know what the enemy's doing. Oh, I'm sorry. And when I read a couple, like about, I guess, a week ago, or I don't know how long ago, they, you know, it seemed to me, it wasn't de Blasio that did the e-cigarette law. That's the
nope,
new law.
It was Bloomberg.
It was Bloomy on his way out, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
How cool is that guy? Kind of his last little kiss my backside. E-cigarettes are illegal now in New York. Electronic cigarettes
right.
are illegal.
Now, what are they made of?
Well, it depends. Some of them are... You know, chemical, schmemical stuff. They're all chemical stuff, but
right.
some of them are just an oil, like...
Because it gives you, what, a mist of nicotine?
Yes.
So instead of getting nicotine from the inhaled smoke...
Right.
You're getting some steam...
Right.
...that basically has the nicotine.
Right.
But there's no cancer-causing exhale that goes on here.
Well, I guess we don't know.
Well, the cancer-causing...
But wait a second.
None,
if there's
no,
nicotine
you, you wait
in
a second.
It, if there's nicotine in it...
Nicotine doesn't cause the cancer.
Oh.
It's the carcinogens of the smoke itself that causes the
See,
cancer.
See, now, if I'd known that, I could have debated this guy today, but go ahead.
So, at least that's my understanding. So, the reason e-cigarettes are safer is that you're not putting secondhand smoke back into the atmosphere for other people to breathe.
Right. So, I'm thinking, why would you make that illegal? It's like okay, you can drink alcohol and drive your car and kill whoever. There's so many other, you know, things you can argue on this. But I'm standing there buying my newspaper, and this guy's looking at e-cigarettes, and I go, you know, I figured I'd get somebody in agreement here. I go, kind of silly they made it illegal, huh? And the guy goes, no, I completely agree with it. I don't want to be sitting in a movie theater and some guy's exhaling some chemical that could kill my child. And I went, wow, you really feel, it's just an e-cigarette. I mean, the point of this whole e-cigarette thing is just better. But this guy, no. And it made me say to myself, maybe the guy's got a point.
What do you mean?
Well, just maybe he's right that health-wise, because we don't know enough, there's certain decisions that the government makes for us that could be better for us. Similar to these decisions... recently about the gun laws, which we'll talk about when we come back from the break. So it made me think, is having a part-time nanny state good or bad?
Figures. He's the nanny stater.
You don't see her because she is hiding under a wheelbarrow that used to be filled with charcoal. Her name is Asara, but no one knows that and no one cares. She will, like another 60 million orphans tonight, go to bed without food. And she will be without food for up to 72 hours. But the most heartbreaking part of it all is that she may be dead in the next 90 seconds. Because every minute and a half, an orphan dies somewhere on this planet. Not because there isn't enough food, but because we haven't gotten it to them. And that's why we are asking you to help us feed one child in 2014 for the entire year. And at 25 cents per day, that's a gift of $92. Friends, 92 $22 feeds a child vitamins, probiotics, minerals, and nutrients that their body needs, as well as the protein and carbohydrates that their bodies have been deprived of. 888-242-0069. That's 888-242-0069. Or be generous and give online at domuchgood.com. Domuchgood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
.com.
Hey, how's it going? Steve Baldwin here with Kevin McCullough. The fabulous program's called Baldwin McCullough Live.
Indeed.
The best 2 hours of radio. What's bigger than the whole galaxy?
I don't know.
The millennia-ness?
The entirety of God's...
Jackie, what's bigger than the galaxy?
The entirety of God's created universe?
Google that for me, please. I need to know immediately.
Yeah.
Or did she answer?
I don't know.
Universe. This is the best 2 hours of radio in the universe. Baldwin McCullough Live. 888-340-3373. 888-340
Still hasn't captured the gift of underselling.
3373. I say we go right to line one just to start the new year off with a bang.
Well, we didn't even get into the topic yet.
No?
No. You were trying to explain the e-cigarette thing. So why do you think a part-time nanny state might be a good thing?
Well, as I said, with the new gun law-ness happening, which is they background checks, what now they're going to say, what really classifies somebody who's been registered as mentally ill or had a mental problem? And I said to myself, well, that's a good thing. might be good to keep weapons out of the hands of people who, and of course somebody like you is going to say, well, you know, what does that mean? And, you know, if I, you know, had a prescription for Xanax for 5 minutes, I can't get a gun anymore. No, there's just going to be some clarification there. So it made me say, if e-cigarettes are something that could be hazardous to the health of others, maybe the decision by the state government of New York in a part-time nanny state way to make the decision to make them illegal, maybe it's good.
Okay, I'll go one step further on this.
Uh-huh.
Because the lovely bride and I are sitting home.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell me this.
And I got off the phone. Actually, I got off Facebook with a friend from KKLA Radio out in California that had just said something on her status update about how stupid is it that we now have to put children in car seats until they're 8 years old. Now, evidently, that's the law in California, and she has an 8-year-old, so now she's got to go find, you know, the newest car seat for whatever time. And that spurred this whole conversation between the lovely bride and I, and we got into this thing, and she's like, well, I don't know. I kind of see the value of having car seats. I said, the issue isn't whether or not the car seats are valuable, and the issue isn't whether or not it's wise to use them.
Right.
The issue is, why should the government tell me that I have to use one? When did the government become the great purveyor of what I should be doing as a parent in terms of how I raise my child?
We get your point. What did she say?
She goes, well, you don't think there's a difference at all between like an 8-year-old and an 8-month-old? Expecting me to go, oh, yeah, of course. No, I think we should have the car seats for the 8-month-old. But I threw her the curveball. I was like, no, I don't think that by law you should have to have car seats for an 8-month-old. I think if you are a parent and you want to be wise and you want to protect your child, you do the things that you should do to protect them. And so you buy a car seat because you love your child and you want to do what's right for your child because you're a good and responsible person. Not because the government's going, you better put that car seat in there. We're not going to let you take the baby home from the hospital.
But don't you think that if it wasn't a law, far more parents would make the poor judgment and jeopardize the well-being of that child? Yes or no?
It's an irrelevant question from this standpoint.
No,
why should it have anything to do? Why should what I have to do by law have to do with anything to do with the way anybody else lives their life? You're going to subject me to legal ramification after legal ramification because you have some asinine, stupid person out there doing crazy stuff. When I'm a responsible tax-paying person that loves my family and seeks to do what I do from the discerning viewpoint of what is good for them.
Unfortunately.
When you tell me I have to put a car seat in my car, you can tell me what I have to feed my child.
No.
If you tell me what I have to do to safely transport my child from point A to point B,
listen,
then you can say what I'm allowed to dress them in.
But then,
it's just a degree of separation.
But wait a second, because now we can go way off course here. So then why is there a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit? So then why is there this? Why is there traffic lights? Why is there stop signs?
People that would come to that would say, well, because the government is necessary and they're only looking out for the well-being of everybody. But government never looks out for the well-being of everybody. We write laws from the worst possible position. We normally wait until something bad happens, and then some liberal goes, oh, well, we should create a law that would prevent that from happening. And you know what happens when we have that? We get people, like in California now, saying, well, when transgendered kids in high school feel put out, we should just let them go into the opposite gender's locker room. Because that would solve the problem of them feeling a certain way. Get the government as far out of my life as is humanly possible, and we will live at peace. You come crawling up in my business, you get up in my nose hairs, get ready for it. Because and this is the new country that we're living in now. They're coming after us. They are going to want to control every single thing we do. And until they're completely out of my life, it's not going to be good. I want the government gone. I don't want to be told to put
what
a car seat in my car. 888-340-3373. So Stephen says, what's wrong with the little nanny state? And I say,
part-time nanny state.
You let a little nanny state in, you let them all in. Because it's just a matter of time.
I don't know. I don't know.
You watch. You watch what happens in New York over the next 4 years.
The e-cigarette thing was maybe a good idea. I think the new background checks on gun laws might be a good thing.
All right. 888-340-3373. He's your local liberal tonight, Stephen Baldwin. I'm the clear-thinking conservative, Kevin McCullough.
But here's why I say what I say.
Go ahead.
Because I don't agree with you about one thing.
What's that?
I think it is the government's job to decide for all, because unfortunately, there's a bunch of bad apples in the bunch.
So let them weed themselves out of society. Let them.
What does that mean?
Let them do their stupidity and blow themselves up. It is not the responsibility of the rest of the law-abiding culture to sit there and go, well, we have to reorder everything in our lives so that these idiots don't kill themselves. That's not...
But you make an interesting
point.
That's
not freedom.
And when we come back, I'm going to address this. You know how now, when you go to airports, you can get like this this TSA clearance?
Yes, the special pass.
Maybe we need to start having that for the culture.
All idiots in this lane here. Everybody else go that way.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kevin McCullough talking about my new guilty pleasure. It's Grand Vecino Coffee. I don't know if you love coffee as much as I am starting to, but man, this is good stuff. Grown in the luscious mountain regions of the world, it's premium artisan coffee, and they package the beans in the bag while they're still warm from being roasted. Unlocks great, rich aromas and smooth taste. It's wonderful. But here's the best part of all. Grand Vecino, the name of this coffee, means great neighbor. And the Great Neighbor program that Grand Vecino is running is an incredible thing. See, their logo, their slogan is a much better coffee helps build a much better world. And 5% of every bag sold is going to help charities, some right down the street or some on the other side of the globe. When you become part of the Great Neighbor program, you get your coffee shipped to your front door, but you also get to pick where those 5% go so that you can help change the world with them. Go to amuchbettercoffee.com, muchbettercoffee.com, muchbettercoffee.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doctor.com.
It's the best 2 hours in radio in the entire universe. Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's galactically good, dude.
Baldwin McCullough Live, numbers 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're about to go to the phones here, but I think part-time nanny state, it could be a good thing. part-time. I think there may be some things about what...
And who's going to tell the government when they've gone too far in their part-time capacity?
You, Kevin McCullough, you!
I mean, how do you judge?
You will tell them!
The problem with government is if you give them part-time, they'll just take full-time.
De Blasio, that communist
he is.
Leader of Sodom and Gomorrah, New York City!
Wait until we're 40 years down the road. Wait till you see what happens to your city.
I'm on your side. I moved up into I'm up in a log cabin now. I'm prepping, son. I'm prepping. I'm one of these prepper dudes.
25 5-gallon cans of beans in his basement.
Totally.
Yeah. Bob, I'm sorry, not Bob, Ralph, line one in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Is
listening
the first call of 2014
on AM 970.
Our good buddy Ralph.
You know, when you say get the government off the bus, you are continuing the legacy of the late, great Bob Franz, and in tribute and in memory of him. First of all, I want to say this to Lady Josephine. Let your heart not be down, because our thoughts, prayers, sympathy, and love goes with you in this moment of grief and this hour of loss. And in tribute to Bob Franz, I want to say this. Life is not measured by every breath that you take, but by the moment that takes your breath away.
Hmm.
I consider myself a lucky man in that when these strangers came to the same land, Reagan was in the White House, Bob Franz was on top radio, he was the pioneer, he was the golden standard for others to follow on this format that we take for granted today as talk radio.
Yeah.
That was the heyday and the golden age of radio. And Michael Jackson was playing on the FM,
Ralph, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. If Bob Grant had never been given a microphone, a certain man named Rush Limbaugh would have never been given a microphone.
Yeah.
And none of the rest of the talk radio industry would have ever existed.
One came on because of him. You guys remember Curtis and Lisa Lewa. He was mentor.
Sure.
And inspired by Bob Grant.
Yeah.
Okay. Before the parting of ways happened, there was a Curtis Lewa and Lisa Lewa on the radio. And those were the heady and the golden age of radio, when Bob Grant and Barry Park and all the rest of them was on.
Yep.
And I thank you for, allowing
Thanks, Ralph.
Me to
Ralph, Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Oh, that's nice, Ralph.
Appreciate calling.
A little shout out to Bob Grant.
Yep. Is he gone?
I think that's kind of nice.
Did he officially leave?
On our program.
He didn't mention Obama once. We should throw a parade in his honor.
He was so traumatized about Bob Grant.
Hey, he was breaking up there.
Yeah.
Bob's passing was a moving thing.
We love Bob Grant.
I don't think that Bob ever appeared on the frequencies we're on, but...
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
It's free.